Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAI Argentina to the World in English. This is the Foreign Service of Argentina's public national radio broadcasting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, on the frequency of 5800 kHz. We are also uploading our shows as podcasts to rai.com.ar. This is Fernando Farias speaking, and I'm bringing you the edition for Tuesday 21, 2021 of this program in English of RAI Argentina to the World, exactly on the day that spring is beginning in the southern hemisphere. Here in Argentina, there is a traditional celebration among teenagers, I mean high school kids, to gather outside, to gather outdoors, to go out on a picnic, spend some time in contact with nature, that kind of stuff. Obviously, drinking, having fun. Last year, kids did not have a chance to really enjoy that. And now the situation is different. It's not, obviously, that the pandemic is over, but exactly on this day, the government is announcing several of these restrictions are being eased, most notably the obligation of wearing face masks outdoors. And this is good news, big news, that come in the context of a steady decline in the coronavirus infections rates that Argentina has been seeing for several months now. We are seeing this with much optimism ahead of the summer. The coronavirus pandemic is the reason we are not doing daily shows here at RAI, because we continue to work from home. But sooner or later that will be over, as soon as the authorities of public media decide we are ready to resume work from the studios. Here at RAI, we'll be able to bring you programs every day, or I should say from Mondays through Fridays. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslrai@gmail.com. I repeat, qslrai@gmail.com. We reply with the QSL cards if those reception reports are accurate. Write this down, qslrai@gmail.com. And as I said, we've got all of our shows available as podcasts that you can listen from our webpage, rai.com.ar, and not only these weekly shows, but all kinds of features on various topics, the pandemic, regional news, technology, science, music, national days or national holidays of Argentina. It is interesting for you guys to know, to discover, plus music, well, all kinds of stuff. Plus the timetable for shortwave transmissions via WRMI. All of that is available on our webpage, rai.com.ar. All right, folks, let's get started now with the news for this program of Tuesday, September 21, year 2021. These are the headlines. Argentina reopens its borders and stops requiring face masks outdoors while coronavirus infections continue to fall. After the electoral defeat and inner tension, Argentine President Alberto Fernández relaunches his administration with a cabinet reshuffle. At the CELAC Latin American Summit, several presidents exchanged accusations about human rights and democracy in the region. The remains of another six Argentine soldiers buried in Malvinas were identified. Haitian justice accuses the Prime Minister for the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. Tennis, Argentina defeated Belarus and qualified to the Davis Cup World Group. And these are the news. The Argentine government announced coronavirus restrictions will be eased in view of a fall in the number of infections that has been going on for several months in this country. The most important is that the use of masks outdoors is no longer mandatory as long as there is no concentration of people. Businesses and restaurants now may operate at 100% of their capacity, maintaining protective measures in force until now, such as the use of face coverings and cross ventilation inside. Nightclubs will also resume operations for the first time since the beginning of the pandemic, although they will all have to operate at 50% of their regular capacity. In addition, borders will be gradually reopened, announced the authorities, lifting the mandatory quarantine requirement first for Argentines coming from abroad and then for citizens from neighboring countries. Starting in November, borders will be fully open to all fully vaccinated foreign travelers that present a negative PCR test when entering. Those who are not vaccinated will then have to undergo 2 weeks of preventive isolation after entering Argentina. All in all, a new shipment of more than a million vaccines of Chinese origin Sinopharm arrived during the past weekend. With this shipment, the country already accumulates more than 63 million doses of inoculants that are being applied in the country. Sinopharm, Russia's Sputnik V, UK's AstraZeneca, the US's Moderna and Pfizer, and China's CanSino. According to health authorities, more than 90% of the population over 60 years of age has completed its immunization schedule. The average number of new cases per day is around 3,000, while intensive care units are less than 40% occupied. So far, the COVID-19 pandemic has left more than 114,000 dead in Argentina. Argentine President Alberto Fernández swore in new ministers in a renewal with which he seeks to revitalize his administration after the strong electoral defeat of last September 12. The main incorporation is that of the governor of Tucumán, Juan Mansur, as chief of cabinet, replacing Santiago Cafiero, who in turn was moved to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. New ministers were also appointed for security, science, education and the press bureau. The changes take place after a week filled with political tension in which the vice president and former president Cristina Fernández de Kirchner made public her criticisms of the government she's a part of. The former president revealed in a letter that in several meetings she had proposed to Mr. Fernández to increase public spending to cushion the economic impact of the pandemic. In her message, the vice president had also proposed to renew the cabinet and suggested the name of Mansur as chief of cabinet, a position that he finally took over. Before Cristina Kirchner's letter became known, all of the officials in the administration close to her presented their resignation to the president. This sparked tension and even rumors of breakup of the ruling coalition Front for All, Frente de Todos, which is made up of several Peronist fractions. The crisis was unleashed after the midterm primary elections, in which the opposition won in almost all provinces, including the most populated and extensive one, Buenos Aires, which is a traditional Peronist stronghold. With the swearing-in of the new ministers on Monday, the government is betting on leaving behind the internal conflict and now facing the November general elections ahead with the expectation of reversing, or at least improving, the result of the primaries. When swearing in his new ministers, President Fernández asserted, "The solution is not in dividing us, but in being more united than ever." On his part, the new cabinet chief, Mansur, affirmed that political differences have already been settled. Last weekend, the 6th summit of CELAC, the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, which groups 33 nations of the hemisphere, was held in Mexico. The meeting agreed to coordinate and redouble efforts to confront the COVID pandemic, increase access to vaccines, and alleviate the economic consequences of coronavirus. CELAC also reached consensus on initiatives related to climate change and debt negotiations with the International Monetary Fund. The host president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, took advantage of the meeting to criticize the OAS, the Organization of American States, which he described as obsolete and ineffective. The Mexican head of state has said that he was going to propose at the CELAC summit that the OAS be replaced, which he describes as an instrument at the service of the US. His Bolivian counterpart, Luis Arce, also questioned the Washington-based organization since, he said, its growing interference in the affairs of states does not contribute to the solution of controversies. Also at the meeting, there were clashes between the presidents of Uruguay and Paraguay on the one hand, and Cuba and Venezuela on the other. Uruguay's Luis Lacalle Pou and Paraguay's Mario Abdo Benítez clarified that their participation in the summit did not imply recognition of Nicolás Maduro as president of Venezuela. Mr. Lacalle Pou also supported the protests against the Cuban government, and its president Miguel Díaz-Canel responded to the South American that he was misinformed about the situation in the Caribbean nation. Mr. Maduro, for his part, challenged his critics to debate democracy in Latin America. "Set a date and a place," said the Venezuelan to Lacalle Pou and Abdo Benítez. Six more bodies of Argentine soldiers buried in Malvinas were identified by the humanitarian mission led by the International Red Cross. The remains belong to six servicemen who died when their helicopter was shot down during the last days of the 1982 war. Those identified are Guillermo Nasif, Marciano Verón, Carlos Misael Pereira, Víctor Samuel Guerrero, Ricardo Julio Sánchez and Juan Carlos Trepo. After their death, their bodies were buried in the Darwin Cemetery, as well as more than 300 other Argentines who died during the war. Half of those graves remained for more than 30 years, only marked with headstones that read, "Argentine soldier, known only to God," as the British were unable to identify all of the corpses. In 2017, following an agreement between Buenos Aires and London, the Red Cross initiated a mission to exhume, unearth those graves, extract genetic material from them, and compare that to the DNA of relatives. The prestigious Argentine forensic anthropology team was in charge of that work and managed to identify, in the first stage, more than 100 of those soldiers. This year, the second project began, focused on a mass grave that was not opened in the first phase, where the remains of this six gendarmerie servicemen were found. And this brings the total number of graves that have now names and surnames to 115. Laurent Corbas, the representative of the Red Cross who heads this mission, said, "All of the families deserve to know what happened to their loved ones. I am very touched to be part of this process." For his part, Argentine President Alberto Fernández expressed on Twitter, "My emotional embrace to the families of the fallen combatants," and concluded his message by saying, "Glory to those who died for the homeland." The political and institutional crisis in Haiti is worsening. Let's recall that this situation was triggered by the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse on July 7. But last week, events took a dramatic turn when Prime Minister Ariel Henry was accused of being involved in Moïse's assassination. The Premier, in charge of the government on an interim basis, rejected these charges and proceeded to demand the resignation of his Minister of Justice and the Chief Prosecutor that back the accusation. According to the latter, Mr. Henry appears in telephone records having a conversation with one of the suspects of killing Mr. Moïse just minutes after the attack. For his part, the Chief of Staff presented his resignation in a letter in which he says he cannot continue under the leadership of someone appointed by Moïse, suspected for his assassination, and who does not want to cooperate with justice. More than 40 people were arrested for the attack on the house of the late Haitian president, in which the first lady, who is now out of danger, was also wounded. Investigators continue to look for those responsible of masterminding the attack. In other news from the region, in Peru, the widow of Abimael Guzmán, the leader of the Shining Path Sendero Luminoso guerrilla group, says he was murdered. The defense of Elena Iparraguirre, who's also serving a sentence for terrorism, requested the restitution of her husband's body to be studied in an autopsy and then buried according to his beliefs. The former guerrilla leader died last week in prison at the age of 86 due to pneumonia, according to the official version. It is worth mentioning that Peruvian President Pedro Castillo signed a law to cremate Guzmán's remains to avoid a burial that, according to the law, puts national security and internal order at risk. And finally, we've got sports. Argentina defeated Belarus and advanced to the Davis Cup World Group after this weekend's series played at the Buenos Aires Lawn Tennis Club Stadium. The local team started Saturday's series with a huge surprise as the highest-ranked Argentine, Diego Schwartzman, who's the world's number 15, lost to the 18-year-old Daniil Ostapenkov, 18 years old and without any professional ranking, by 6-4 and 6-3. Then Guido Pella evened the score for Argentina by crushing Eric Arutunian 6-1 and 6-2. On Sunday, meanwhile, the Argentine duo of Horacio Ceballos and Maximo González beat Ostapenkov and Arutunian 5-7, 6-2 and 6-2. For the fourth point, Schwartzman took revenge for the first day's setback and defeated Alexander Zgirovsky 6-1 and 6-2. In the last match, local Federico Coria defeated Ostapenkov 6-1 and 6-3. With an overall score of 4-1, Argentina advanced to the knockout stage of the Davis World Group, which our country, let's recall, conquered for one time only in 2016. The next rival of the Albiceleste team, which will no longer be captained by former Roland Garros champion Gastón Gaudio, who announced his resignation after the series with Belarus, will be known only in December. And these were the news on Rai Argentina to the world. You are listening to RAI, Argentina to the World. This is the foreign service of Argentina's public national radio that broadcasts from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rai.com.ar. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslrai@gmail.com. I repeat, qslrai@gmail.com. You may send reception reports there, and if they are accurate, we'll reply with a digital QSL card. Write down the email, qslrai@gmail.com. And now we are going to listen to some new music as part of our regular series, New Argentine Sounds. It's a segment that we jointly produce with FM Nacional Rock, one of the stations of Radio Nacional, that airs rock and pop music from Argentina or from Latin America, I should say. New Argentine Sounds is available as a sector of our webpage. You can listen to all of these tracks, three per week we are adding, with information about the artists and with information about the songs and albums in all of the languages that Riot works in. Just go to riot.com.ar and look up for our site called New Argentina Sounds. And on our show, we usually air one of these three tracks that we've got per week. We're gonna listen now to something by Lola Kovac, a song called Super Luna, Super Moon. Lula Kovac is a soul singer who's also a songwriter. She has already released an EP called Time Has Come in English and an album called Plumaje, Feathers, plus two singles, Close to You in English again and Último Día, Last Day. Super Luna is the second preview of her upcoming new album, an organic, soulful production with a 70s sound feeling, very danceable, and with modern audio. The lyrics are inspired by the so-called pink supermoon phenomenon that could be seen from Buenos Aires back in May 2021. Okay, let us now have a listen to this track by young singer-songwriter Lola Kovac from Argentina, the Super Moon, Super Luna.
Salió en la TV que hoy es Super Luna rosa a mis 10. Desde acá no llego a ver, pero hay luz en tu casa como se ve.
The description shared by our good friends at Radio Nacional Rock, Rock FM, 70s feeling. That bass playing, that bass line really, really takes us back to the days of disco, no? The funk, that kind of music of the 70s. That was Lola Kovac with Super Luna. And we've got time to listen to some more music before signing off. This is our sign-off for today for our program in English corresponding to Tuesday, September 21, 2021. I'm Fernando Farias. I'd like to thank you very much for listening to the show. I hope you enjoyed it. You can listen to it via riot.com.ar and also via the shortwaves of WRMI. And as I said, spring is beginning in the Southern Hemisphere. And in addition to a spring day, this day is also called the Students' Day. Because, as I said, kids go out and have a picnic. So it's both the Students' Day and the Day of Spring. So we're going to end with perhaps the most famous song dedicated to being a student or to going to school in Argentina by Los Twist. It's called, the song's called The Student, and this is how we sign off. Ciao, hasta la próxima.
Es cortés y muy galante, educado por demás. En su escala de valores, lo primero es estudiar. Muy correcto en sus modales, moderado al criticar. Nunca se copia de nadie y a nadie deja copiar.
Es el estudiante, estudiante de verdad. Es el estudiante, el ejemplo universal. Y los estudiantes te queremos saludar. Entonando esta canción con orgullo y compasión. Estudiantes, estudiantes, estudiantes.
Es el primero, el latín es el mejor. Él va a clase aunque haya huelga y entretiene al director.
Sus amigos
lo idolatran, lo quieren embalsamar para hacer un monumento al estudiante ideal.
Es el estudiante. Vacío mi corazón, nos saluda la maestra, nos saluda el